The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
Pandora,
or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Permanent banana boner checking in. It is possible that the speaker in the pitcher's ear is a bone conduction speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Those make it very easy to hear, even in loud environments, and don't block your ears from hearing other things, too.
I've seen headphones that are like that.
Yeah. If anybody
they
knows
wrap around the back of your skull.
It's a permanent banana boner. He would know that. Thank you, brother.
We're not here to question permanent banana boner.
Not, never.
I thought he was commenting on the filler your own conversation.
Gary Curtis is with us, him and Nick Dutt Comedy, both nights this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, right, Nick?
Yeah, Friday night we're doing a late show at the Funny Bone, and Saturday we'll be at Backswing Brewing in Lincoln. I'm doing the Clash of the Comics tomorrow night at the Funny Bone Thursday.
Marissa has a personal question for Gary.
Oh, no.
About your fiance, and you love her very much. Is there a date?
Is there a date?
Do we have
that
a date?
No, we do not have a date. We have a three-year-old, so
okay.
Planning is not, it's not happening fast.
Yeah.
Will it be a big wedding?
Yeah. You know. We're in between. Yeah. We like to party. I love throwing a good party, and she does too. And so we're like right now. Our dream, if you know, money wasn't an option, anything. I think like a rooftop wedding in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn,
that'd be cool.
Okay, so there'd be it would be a destination.
Well, that sounds cheap.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
Family, they're very
sounds doable.
Back there, right?
Yeah. We know people.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's a great idea.
Registry.
Oh yeah, I'll put one of those up.
Okay,
yeah. I'll send it to the.
You got
to
do that.
Yeah,
and then he'll sell it at the next live show.
Yeah. All my wedding swag.
Exactly. Right.
30 satin Husker jackets.
Yeah, telling you, man, I think you made the most money anybody on that stage that night.
Yeah, probably right. Exactly. So.
Yeah, tax free.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not if we keep talking about it, guys.
Sorry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah. All right, what are the healthiest chips? Since Nick's not doing a podcast anymore, we got to fill with some of Nick's bits. What are the healthiest chips?
Well, the healthiest chips are the ones that are not fried.
The baked
ones.
I love the baked ones.
Good, man.
Yeah, I don't mind baked chips.
Here do I, man.
I'm telling you, I've been getting into those popcorners lately. They're the popped chips, and they'll do the job.
They're a little
they give
airy.
You a sensation, right?
Yeah, they'll do the job if you got a craving for chips, and they're better than normal chips.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know where you get this information, but you look for chips that are made with the good oils like avocado oil, olive oil.
Probably have to read the label.
Yeah, you probably do. I'm pretty sure there's they're a lot more expensive.
You just got to go to that little small corner.
Of every store.
In the grocery store. This is the healthy corner. Right. It's just like three aisles.
And then they talk about the ones
also the expensive corner.
Aren't nearly so fun. The beetroot, the kale, and the sweet potato chips.
I've had sweet potato chips. Those aren't bad.
Yeah.
And there's a place in town that I love that makes really good beet chips.
Corn chips, popcorn chips.
Great brand name, the beet chips.
Black bean chips, snap pea, chickpea, lentil-based snacks.
What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
I've never paid to have a garbanzo bean on my face.
The classic for a reason, people.
Wait, while we're talking about groceries, can we give a shout-out? Can I give a shout-out Paul from Hy-Vee? Did he send you a picture, Nick?
Yeah, he did.
This guy stopped me. The guy working at Hy-Vee, he was like, "Are you Gary Curtis?" And I was like, "Yeah, who are you?" Yeah. And he was like, "Oh, I know you. I listen to the guys, Todd Tyler. I know Nick Allen. Can we send him a picture?" And I was like, "I guess, yeah."
Okay.
And so then I'm taking a picture in front of box mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And this lady's like, "Who are you? Should I take a picture with you too?"
That happens. Yeah.
I was like, "What are you going to tell your kids that you took a picture with a guy trying to buy box mac and cheese? You have no idea who I am."
And listen to this, guys. He told me off the air, Gary, that he was actually sitting in the barber shop, and we're not usually a topic of discussion in barber shops, obviously. It's a black thing. And a guy said he recognized you from the show, right? The live show.
Yeah.
But tell him why he was at the live show.
He was working security.
There you go.
But he liked the show, right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
He liked the show.
Yeah, now you guys, Todd and Tyler's branching out into North Omaha.
Oh, we have been. We have a lot of cool black listeners in that part of town.
And I'm guessing that security gig was a lot easier than some shows in that venue. You know, he didn't have to peel crowd surfers off the top or anything. You know, it was pretty chill.
It wasn't a hassle at our show, right?
No, it was just a bunch of drunks, mellow drunks.
On stage and off.
It was the best kind of drunks. Honestly.
Yeah,
You're right. It was a happy drunk night.
They weren't pick and fight drunks in that crowd. Drunks that are having a good time.
No, as a security guy, that was a pretty easy paycheck that night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for what he does normally in that place.
Yeah, compared to other shows in that place, I'm guessing those get a little rowdy.
And hosts that tend to get drunk at their own parties. Well, that was me.
You were really drunk. I was too, but, you know, next to you, I was sober.
Oh, yeah. You looked like...
And I was not sober. I was ripped.
Yeah. Well, you weren't slurring your words yet, so you seemed fine.
Yeah. I had a good balance of vodka, Red Bull, and beer in me. So just to hit that right peak.
Nine out of ten doctors recommend. Good balance of vodka, Red Bull, and beer.
This article does list some brand names of healthy chips.
Chips.
If you want to write these down for your podcast, Nick. Safe and Fair Popcorn Quinoa Chips.
Sounds disgusting.
Give me Pringles.
Yeah. Sea salt tortilla chips.
Okay. I like sea salt.
I think I've had those.
We can do that.
I think I've had those.
They're good for
they're okay.
Original crunchy split pea crisp snacks.
I'm out
split
on that.
Pea. Ugh.
You know what?
Pulp Pantry.
Go
jalapeno
ahead.
Lime chips. That sounds
good.
That
doesn't sound bad.
Go ahead, Gary. Yeah.
I've had the bean chips. Have you got the bean chips?
Oh, no, regular bean chips. Yeah. Split pea I'm not into.
Yeah, no.
I've had bean chips.
Yeah. What are they really?
They're good.
No, I don't think I've had those.
They're made from beans.
What are the really dark tortilla chips?
I think those are the black bean ones.
Yeah.
Probably black bean.
Hippies, organic sea salt, and lime chickpea tortilla chips, and back to nature, rosemary, garlic, dipper crisps.
You had me a chickpea.
What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
Gary?
Never asked a garbanzo to bean on my face.
Close enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he had the spirit of it.
He had
the spirit of it.
To bean on my face.
Yeah.
I keep repeating that joke because I know people in the car are trying to say that joke out loud. And some people, not hammering them, have to realize, why is that funny? Oh, I get it.
Wait, so time out. What's the right way?
Tell us, what's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean, Todd?
I've never paid to have a garbanzo bean on my face.
All right, I was like, I was close enough.
You said beat on my face.
Yeah, you had the spirit.
Yeah. It took us a while to realize we could tell that joke on the air.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because we thought
I love that joke.
You would have to include no. We could just say I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
All right,
never paid to have a garbanzo.
And you figure out the rest of the joke yourself, right?
I have had a garbanzo bean on my face, but I didn't pay.
Yeah, got it.
And on these chips, though, Gary, you are right. You got to skip right over the main chip aisle. You ain't finding any of these.
No.
You got to go to the one corner of the store where everything's healthy and expensive.
And organic.
Yeah.
And that.
Gluten-free.
You ain't finding any of these in the main chip aisle.
Yeah, my son's girlfriend's gluten-free. I mean, she has to be. She's got an allergy to gluten.
Celiac?
Yeah, she's the bad kind. And so I've tried all that stuff in the fridge because what's in the fridge is also mine. And it's all of it sucks ass.
So she's safe.
Yeah. At Gary Curtis Funny is Gary's socials there. Check him out. And he's getting with Nick this weekend. Where you at, Nick?
Yeah, we're doing the Blazing Mike show, late show, Friday night at the Funny Bone. And Saturday we'll be at Backswing Brewing in Lincoln.
Podcast within a podcast. Craig Peters is going to call tomorrow. We're also talking to the film critic. I don't know. Is that what he is?
Ben Mankiewicz.
And reporter.
Right. Yeah. Ben Mankiewicz.
All right.
And Leah Rudnick from the Funny. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend as well.
That's tomorrow as well. Very good.
Gary will be back soon, too. We love Gary on the show, man. Thanks a lot, brother. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for having me, man.
Tomorrow, you mentioned he's here tomorrow. Okay. We talked to Tom Arnold and Monica Casey earlier. That's a podcast I got about divorce. And actor Peter Macon was actually pretty cool, too.
He is in the kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Download the Todd and Tyler app. See you tomorrow. Have a good one. Thanks.
You were listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.